Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shutting down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual. And conspicuous by his absence, father time. But hell, that ain't nothing new. But I don't know how we do. Still gonna have fun anyway. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
We chilling. We chilling. We chilling. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Nothing much.
All right, so. For y'all that don't know, Janine had to sing in a Christmas play today. So, how did it go?
It was very good. It went well.
You didn't do the Al Green, did you?
No, I did not.
You ain't try to jump up front of everybody and try to take the mic over and try to bump everybody out the way and shit.
No, I did not do that.
Okay. Well, it went well. Y'all good. Y'all good. But check this out. I got a couple of things I want to hit on today. I mean, you know, there's some interesting topics that, you know, kind of, you know, think it'd be kind of fun to talk about. But before we do that, play a song right quick. Go up. Go old school. We ain't did that in a long time. We ain't played no music in a minute. Play a song right quick to get us in the mood. So we'll be right back. Here go my boys right quick.
Hit me. All the chronic in the world can even message you. You're the ultimate high. You know what I'm saying, baby? Now check this out.
Take my money. My house and my car. For one hit of you can have it all, baby. Cause making love, yeah, it's how we do. Girl, it's very dangerous. Cause I'm an addict of you.
Yeah.
But that's not the type of person I want in my life.
Okay.
And I would hope that somebody wouldn't just be telling me that when they proposing. So I would hope you would tell me that, you know, while we're dating.
Okay. Well, because see, now, here's my thing. And like I said, I heard about it today, you know. And a lot of people got on the dude saying that the dude wasn't shit, that the kids could have came up without a father and they needed a father figure in their life or something like that. It was a lot of scenarios that came up. Now, me personally, I'm like, okay, I don't see nothing that he did wrong. I just don't. My reason for saying this is that I hear women constantly saying a man needs to be straight up and honest with them. If that ain't what he wants, he needs to just say that. Now, that's what he said. Now, he said that, and he got condemned for it. Now, I mean, personally, like I said, I mean, he was brutal. I will say that he was brutal, but he was honest. He said he didn't want no kids.
To me, that's not even being brutal. But my thing is, I'm wondering, when did he say this? I mean, I just can't believe if he felt that way, that she didn't know this whole time. You see what I'm saying? So why let it go, or would you wait? Now, if you waited until you get ready to propose to me to say, I'm not messing with your kids, I ain't going to do shit with your kids, then, yeah, I would think he would be wrong for that. But I would hope, as a woman, you would be looking and, you know, recognizing some signs. You know,
but now here's the thing about that. Here's the thing. She said, "Yeah." She's gonna marry him.
Well, that's her. I guess she desperately needs to have that, and that's what people do. Put their kids to the side for their own personal relationship.
That's my thing. I mean, everybody was so, oh, my God, I can't believe that she said, yeah. But, and I'm not trying to be funny, but women have been doing that shit for years. You know, putting kids on the back burner for a man. And it's just like now all of a sudden, I mean, in a lot of cases, a lot of men, I mean, you have men that's like, they probably not as honest or just come forth like he did, but you know, you know, if a man like she, you know, like one keynote that I do believe that's just like if you know what I'm saying, you got a crib, I got a crib. And if your kids ain't never invited to my house, man, I mean, okay, you know. I think it's something wrong with that. I mean, if I'm never, like, if I never want to see your kids, never, like, okay. Now, if your kids is, like, you know, you got grown kids, that's something different.
Okay, but what about my scenario? So, it was like, we were first dating. This is me and my ex-husband. So, we were first dating. I wouldn't bring my kids around. Because that's just me, okay? So, you know, you can't really tell during that time how he is with kids. But then, you know, it would be some weekends I would go over there and his son would be over there. So, to me, he looked kid-friendly. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then when I started, you know, when I had my youngest son, he would always be like, just bring him with you. But because he was a baby, I would bring him, but I never brought the older kids. So it wasn't really until we moved in together that I was able to notice how he was with children. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it wasn't the fact that, you know, first I'm trying to see, okay, well, what is it? It seemed like he was okay with some of the kids and some he wasn't. So then, you know, you think you could work with that. But never did he be like, you can't, you know, I ain't gonna be fucking with your kids, and you know what I'm saying? You just can't say nothing like that to me and then think I'm gonna be with you. Now, motherfuckers might be phony. You know what I'm saying? Even though they may not know if you want to deal with your kids.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, like that, with that being said, granted, you do have a lot of people who's like, well, shit, you know, they just won't say nothing, or they just, I mean, I'm figuring if you know that's the situation going in, you know she got a ready-made family going in, you know what you got to expect. But now, you know, I don't know. I mean, it could have been anything. You know, it could have been anything. Maybe he went through a bad situation beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because I've seen situations where, you know, they done got in situations with this. Well, okay, here's the, you know, you meet the family, and you know, it's like you meet the kids, and the first thing that you're told is, you know, hey, don't say nothing to my kids. You know, you can't say nothing to my kids. You know, and it's like, okay, don't say nothing to your kids. But then at the same time, now, my thing is this. If you're going to discipline them kids, then fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to really trip on you. But shit, if your kids is fucking being disrespectful, your kids is disrespecting me, blatantly disrespecting me, and you keep on ignoring it, then, I'm going to have a problem with that. I'm going to have a real problem with that. I'm going to be like, all right, hold on now. And I've seen that. I've seen motherfuckers like, ooh, like, you know, like, okay, I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody who, you know, had stepkids. And, you know, we were over there, we were playing the game, you know, drinking and whatnot. And the son was between 14 and 16, one of those ages. And he, you know, he walks in, you know, we downstairs, we drinking, they smoking, you know, we doing what grown folks do.
Yeah.
So he walks in and he sits down.
Okay.
He sits down. Now, take in mind, we're in the basement. He sits down and he just starts flipping the TV. So he look at him and he call his name and he tell him, hey man, you need to go on upstairs, man. Ain't nothing but grown folks up in here.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at him, he didn't say nothing. He kept flipping the channel. He told him, hey man, can you hear me? He looked at him, like, it's my mama house. I mean, you know, like, shit, I ain't gotta go nowhere in my house. That's what he's done. As we say, he said it's his house. He said, and he ain't got to go nowhere in his house. But, you know, he kind of grabbed him by his arm like, oh, you getting up, you know, you finna get up out of here. She come downstairs, you know, little boy get loud. He kind of laugh it off like, okay, I see what it's going. Mm-hmm. She come down there, and the first thing she gets to hollering is, don't put your hands on my child. Don't put your hands on my child. Don't put your hands. I mean, okay, I don't know. I mean, to my knowledge, he didn't smoke or drink around his mama. So what? Why was he there? Why was he even sitting there with us while we were smoking and drinking?
Mm-hmm. Oh, smack the hell out of his ass.
Well, see, and you know what? He was like, all right. He said, all right, fellas, we're gonna call it a night. He called it a night. The next day, when I called him, like, yo, everything cool. He like, everything great. And I'm like, oh, y'all got it under, y'all got it taken care of? He said, yeah, I moved out. And I'm like, damn. He was like that. And, I mean, he made a valid point. He like, shit, you know, if I can't tell your son, you know, I didn't disrespect him, but if I can't tell him nothing, then I'm not going to be there with a bunch of kids. Because she had like two more other kids. So you already know it's going to be a snowball effect. If he disrespected them, then the other two was going to start disrespecting them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was just like, okay, you know, it's a snowball effect. So he said, you know, he said he didn't yell, he didn't scream. You know, she had telling him, oh, you ain't got to leave, you ain't got to leave. It ain't even that serious. And then she said, as he was putting his stuff in the car, that's when she went and said something to the boy.
Mm-hmm.
The next time he down there with his friends, you stay your motherfucking. It shouldn't have took him to have to pack all his clothes for her to say something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
But that's all. You didn't even find out what happened. You just came down
right,
there talking about, don't put your hands on my son.
Right, don't put your hands on. And I mean, she all in his face, got his, her finger all in his face. Don't put your hands on my motherfucking son. And, you know, he's like, oh, whoa, 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 hold on now. You know, my guy, he's a calm guy. He's not the type that gets all boisterous and loud. He's not going to be trying to start no fights and all that shit. So he like, whoa, you know. And his words was like, you need to calm the fuck down. That's what he told me. You need to calm the fuck down. Don't put your motherfucking hands on my son. That's all I know. Don't put your motherfucking, you know, he didn't even, you know, he didn't even snap off. He just like, hey, he looked at us. He said, hey, fellas, man, we're going to call it tonight. All right. Packed the shit and he left.
Well, that's when people giving their children too much power. They running stuff.
Yeah, but,
they running nothing.
But, you know, that's the, well, hold on one sec. Look at the stuff. What's happening?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hi.
Not much. All right, you hit that one button. So I guess you want to chime in.
Well, she's wrong. I mean, I think a lot of times in a situation like that, a woman kind of feels like she don't want her child to feel like she's picking the man's side in front of the child, you know, and I don't think that's right. I think that when you come into a situation like that, all these things need to be put on the table before you start moving in with people. And that's where a lot of people go wrong. Like, we haven't even had this discussion. Like, it's cool because I don't live here, you don't live, you know what I'm saying, we don't live together, so what goes on when I'm not here, it's fine. But then you move in together and you know, you find out totally different things about one another. I don't know. I think she was bogus, but like you said, letting it go until he packed up before she would say something. Especially considering the little boy didn't have no business being down there with all the grown folks anyway. So it's like she didn't even take into consideration that her dude was absolutely right, you know.
Right, and it was just like, don't put your hands on my kid.
It was nothing but a bunch of grown men sitting up drinking and smoking. There's no reason why a teenager needs to be in that situation. It ain't like the men, you know, tossed the little boy out on his ass or nothing like that.
But the
thing
about it
is, well, my thing is that, you know, had we gave him a drink, she'd have lost her mind. If we'd have gave him a drink or they'd have passed him the weed, she'd have lost her mind. I can't believe you got my son down there drinking and smoking. So, you know, and like I said, he didn't. And like I said, this ain't no situation that I heard about. I'm sitting right there and I'm looking at it. And I'm like, damn. You know, me personally, I'm like, here, you need my belt? Whoop his little ass. But, you know, I told him, you know, he said he felt like a punk. You know, you done punked him in front of his boys. And I told him, I said, man, I commend you. You know, I commend you on how you did it. I couldn't have did it, but I commend you on how you did it.
I think you did the right thing. And as far as the first situation that you brought up with the dude who wanted to marry the chick, that's a tricky one. I mean, I have to agree with Janine in that if he waited until he proposed to her to say all this, then I think that was wrong. But I agree with you too, Kaz, in that he didn't do nothing wrong. For the man to be perfectly honest and say, you know, I just want you, he did the right thing. I don't think it's wrong that he waited until he proposed to say that.
But see, now here's the killer part about it. The killer part about it is that she said,
And she, I mean, it's, I don't know what kind of situation that is. Either her kids are complete maniacs or he's a brute. And, you know, shit, I can't, I think she's wrong. She's more wrong than anything in that, you know. How old are these kids? I think that's my question.
Well,
how
you know,
old are these
they
kids? If these kids are on the brink of being grown, then okay, she didn't, she don't, okay, that's fine. But if these kids are babies, and if she got to be a real strong motherfucker, and I mean, these kids have got to be entirely disciplined.
But
in
now,
order for me to
here's
think that she's all right.
Here's the thing that, I mean, now, here I am playing devil's advocate again. Women been doing that shit for years.
Yeah.
You know?
And,
I mean, women
and
been coming to me
and
like,
is,
hey. Go ahead.
No, no, you go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying, women been doing that shit for years, and I don't know, you're probably about to say the same thing that I was about to say, that these motherfucking dump-ass niggas been denouncing their kids just to be with them.
Well, that's true.
You know, it's a lot of things.
How many times do you see it? How does it help? Because how many times do you see a nigga that got two kids and he don't take care of, but he take care of his new chick's kids?
Yeah, because she says she don't want no ready-made family. Now, if you don't want no ready-made family, and I got
then
two
I'm not
kids.
The person for you.
Exactly. You know, and I'm
so
not even going to try to.
But then don't be with somebody with kids, period. You know,
exactly.
Don't try to take the man away from kids that you know he has. You know what I'm saying?
Or vice versa, yeah. But, again, now, if the kids are on the brink of being grown, we're talking about, you know what I'm saying, 18, 17, 18-year-old kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, I might can understand it because at that point you don't really have that much control over your kids anymore anyway. Not nowadays, you know. Shit, you motherfuckers about to get out any motherfucking way. But if you're talking about, you know, babies, kids.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you got a kid that's like anywhere between 16 and 19, especially if they boys, and like me and you just met or something like that, no, I'm not fucking with you. Because, see, you better have to crack one of these little motherfuckers' skulls because they already mad. You know what I'm saying? They already mad that you're messing around with mama. You know what I'm saying? So they already feeling like, okay, this motherfucker trying to take my mom away from me. I mean, we have to have a real connection. Because if it's just like somebody I randomly just met, and you had I got a 17 and a 19-year-old. Man, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. Come to my crib, you know, we hook up. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm really not going to fuck with your kids.
So my thing is, that means, you know, it depends on the mother and how she reacts to that. You know, if you know you start in a new relationship, you know, regardless, you should be teaching your children to respect adults, period. It don't matter if you're in a relationship with a new guy or whoever, but you should be teaching them to respect people anyway. So, I mean, yeah, it might be a transition. You know, at the beginning.
But the kids
eventually get used to that person coming around and stuff like that. And if they get out of line, then I should have enough respect and belief in the person that I'm with. If I'm with you and I have you around my kids in the first place, and my kids get out of line too in front, you know, and disrespect you, I feel like you got the right to do what you have to do.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying because, you know, I mean, I'm not going on World Star. I'm not going on World Star. Old head get knocked out by young dude. No, I ain't going on World Star because, first of all, I'll be lying to you if I tell you, hey, I got the stamina of a 16-year-old. Look here. I got three good punches in me. And I was that third one. I'm fucking winning. This little motherfucker still advancing. Then you're going to be mad at me because I'm pulling out my pistol then. Now I got to slow him down. Now I got to put one in his leg. So, I don't know. Somebody got some water.
Oh, that was me. Sorry, I was throwing the trash away. Damn, you got bionic ears here.
Nah, they just pick up everything on here. That's all. So, I mean, my whole thing is just like, I don't know. I mean, but they really was condemning dude at first. Like, I got an echo somewhere.
Yeah,
is it me?
Yeah, baby, it's you. What you on, one of them head pieces?
Yeah, but I got hung up on. I'm going to hang up and call right back.
Okay. Yeah, but I gotta say, I don't know. I mean, they condemned the dude. They was talking about him. They talked bad about him. You know, like he. Matter of fact, I'm gonna read if I can find it. I'm gonna read some of the things that were said about him. You know, now my thing was shit. I was like shit. He was honest. I don't
mm-hmm.
get it.
Mhm.
You know, like, damn.
I mean, women do that all the time, though. You know, they say they don't want a man with kids and stuff like that. I feel like you have the right to say that, regardless if it's coming from a man or a woman. You got a right to say, if you don't want to deal with somebody that got kids, then say you don't want to deal with somebody that got kids. But don't deal with somebody who got kids. I just feel like, don't deal with somebody who got kids and say, I'm not fucking with your kids. That don't make sense to me.
Right. Okay. Now I'm gonna read some of the comments. Look,
mm-hmm.
So you back with us? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
The first comment: the dumb bitch shouldn't accept the proposal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The second comment: first off, she shouldn't have married him or shouldn't have even discussed that anymore. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Third comment: now this is the one that got me, and he told her right off the bat. She was dickmatized.
Mm.
Okay. Now, and then they say, well, she should have dropped them like a bad habit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She needed to walk away. The whole time he's telling her all she could think about is the dick. Well, she's just desperate. Okay. And they say, okay, the next one. Teachable moment. Don't let dick or pussy override common sense. And the things that really matters more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got, here go the other one. This is the one. He ain't no real man if he don't interact with our kids. That one, you know, then it was like I'm saying nobody said take dad's place, but interact, yeah. Then it was the dad could be a piece of shit. The dad could be a piece of shit. The baby daddy could have been a piece of shit. The kids may truly need a father figure also. You know, it's like, okay, everybody got to going. You know, like now y'all starting to go towards the dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you can't go towards him. How can you go towards somebody that was totally honest? Now, my thing is, he proposed, and he didn't say shit. Now, after they got married, then he like, yo, I don't want to be bothered with your motherfucking kids. Now, I'm like, okay, you're a piece of shit for that, because you could have told her that before you married her.
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm okay with him being honest. That's not the part that, you know, gets me. The part that gets me is that they're both willing to be in a relationship where you're going to have the key of suffering, okay, because he don't want his personal time. If she ain't, you know, that means the kids are going to be suffering because she's going to be trying to worry about him, and there's not going to be no unity between the family. You feel what I'm saying? So he not saying nothing to the kids. How you think the kids are still growing up in a household like that where they being ignored? He don't say nothing to them.
I can tell you, they don't like it. They don't like that shit at all.
That's what I'm saying. That's hurtful. That's hurtful, and you're basically in a household where you feel unloved. And you still going to have problems because what's going to happen? The kids are going to start acting out. You see what I'm saying? And it's going to be a problem.
The kids are going to try to put them against one another. Kids going to try to turn mama against the man and the man against the mama. And the kids are, manipulative and shit, vindictive that way when they're acting out, when they want attention.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right. There's no point in even entering into a relationship where one or the other person doesn't want to be involved with children that are already there. Yeah,
and then
what
happens if they have a child together? Now he's playing favoritism to his child.
Yep.
He's only taking his child out to the movies, and he only taking his child to the park. And he only doing. I mean, it's just you're not doing nothing but causing more problems.
That's exactly what happens. And then the kids start to act out even further.
So you saying it's causing more harm than good?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, because it's kind of, although the man was being honest, it's very selfish on his end when he knew that that woman had kids going in. And for her to accept the proposal, it's selfish on her end. It's like both of these adults are just thinking about each other and nobody's thinking about these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I hear y'all and I understand what y'all saying, but and this is not even a situation where it's man versus woman, but I think she had the power to veto all that from the beginning.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, I mean.
Yeah, that is true.
There had to be some point. And now, throughout their relationship, where she noticed that man didn't want no involvement with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I failed to understand how we could be together. You didn't specify how long, but, you know, let's just say it was a couple of years. And in a couple of years, I ain't really been fucking with your kids, but me and you we get along famously. That's a problem. You know, every time they say you don't come over until the kids go to sleep type of shit, or, you know, when the kids come around, you disappear, or, you know, that's crazy.
Well, you know what? In some cases, that happens. But if that's what it is, that's what it is. It's shit. I mean, I think we all did
have cases.
I can understand when
you're entering into a brand spanking new relationship where, you know, you're not comfortable meeting the kids yet, or she's not comfortable introducing you to the kids because you guys don't know where this is going to go. Okay, that's understandable. But year and a half, 2 years, 3 years down the line, I think that both adults are, you know, they're just thinking about their own gratification, and they stop thinking about
the kids. Now, let me ask this, because I've been in situations where I've never met the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met them. I mean, we never lived together or anything like that, but, I mean, I never met them. And, I mean,
were y'all just fucking or was y'all in a relationship?
I mean, we were fucking a lot. it wasn't no, okay, you know, I mean, I guess we had some type of relationship. A relationship to a certain extent. I mean, I guess you want to just say it was a fucking relationship. That's what it was. But, I mean, we did go out from time to time, you know. But it was just like, seriously. And, I mean, it was just like, I never spent the night. I never, you know, I mean, I usually would come when the kids would go on to bed. I mean, they seen me. I've seen them, but we never wasn't no like, well, you know, let's get the kids to go out. Or and she, like, in the same scenario with my kids. She's seen them. You know what I'm saying? She's never just, she never had spent time with them, but, you know, she's seen them in passing. You know, and then I was in a situation before where my mother was like, okay, you know, bring your kid. No, I'm not. I mean, I'm a type of person that, like, I kind of feel like a woman. You're not going to meet my kids if I'm just fucking around with you. You're not going to meet my kids, you know. And, okay, I guess the question was, I mean, so I'm asking, was I a dog-ass motherfucker for that?
No, I don't think that it's cool for anybody, like, to just go have their kids meet everybody that they're involved with. I think that that's fucked up for the kids. You telling you, showing your kids something that's not the best thing you want to be showing your kids. You know.
Okay. Okay. So, but let me say, we went on that route for about a year and a half.
Okay.
Don't everybody speak at once. Shit. I'm about to say you're all right now. I could have called you dirty.
No, I mean, it just depends on the situation, like. I mean, hell, if you had feelings for the woman to the point where you felt like one day she could meet your kids, or, you know, that there was potential for a deeper relationship, well, okay. But, I mean, shit, I still don't think it's hard to just, you know, for you to introduce your kids to everybody that you come across. It's just not cool. And I don't care. I don't care if it is a man or females. I really just, you know what I'm saying, people, period. You just don't invite everybody into your personal space like that. I don't think that's wrong at all.
Cool. I mean, good. I feel exonerated.
Yeah, because your kids, I mean, your kids, they watch everything that you do. So, you know, if you got a different person every other night, and your kids see all these different people coming in and out of your life, what kind of message are you sending to your kids? You know, you either telling them that you a hoe or it's okay for them to be hoes. I mean,
you're asking the question, do you feel like you were wrong or do you feel like y'all were closer close enough in a relationship to where y'all should have been doing stuff with the kid?
I don't think I should have.
No.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I should have because that wasn't my, I guess that wasn't my plan. That wasn't my goal to say, okay, we're finna merge our families, or we're finna do this, or we're finna do that. Nah,
yeah, that's what I was wondering.
No.
Like, it depends on your mind frame and her mind frame. If y'all both know, okay, this is something we're doing, and I'm not saying y'all didn't care about each other or nothing like that. Well, maybe y'all did start having feelings for each other, but maybe y'all just weren't at that point to where y'all felt like, okay, we about to do this as a family. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we about to actually establish a relationship.
Nah, I didn't feel that. I didn't. I really didn't. So it was just like, okay, you know. So, I mean, when the split came, it was a mutual. It was just like, it was one of those situations where it wasn't even talked about. It's just like, okay, I stopped calling, she stopped calling, and it was that.
Mm. Yeah, so it wasn't, it wasn't the family thing. That's what I just thought. Because, I mean, I used to, you know, have situations like that where, you know, I had somebody who would always wait for the kids to go to bed. You know, and they will come over at night and things like that. We weren't in no relationship, so I'm not going to be doing nothing with you, with my kids, because you're not somebody I'm going to be with. That in my mind frame, I don't want you to meet my kids because you're not somebody I plan on being with long term. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've done that.
I mean, I've been in a situation where I dealt with a guy for a couple years, I never met his sister. He never met mine. But the thing was, it was kind of a side relationship. So it was never, you know, I think that we had something like a relationship going on, and that I think we had feelings for one another, you know what I'm saying? But he was involved and I was involved, so it was never the situation, the type of situation where you could bring the kids around. I mean, I think had he not been involved, had I not been involved, and we, you know what I mean, the kind of relationship that we had, I think that it could have turned into, you know, needing each other's kids. But it just wasn't ideal because we were not single people while we were involved with each other. So that just would have been totally confusing for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was told something once before. I was told something. I was told that there's no way that, like, situation like men, there's no way that, I got all daughters. And I was told that there's no way that I would spend as much time with my daughters as I do. It's like, okay, you lie. You don't go get your daughters that much. You don't be around your daughters that much. You women, but then I'm like, okay, but I'm supposed to believe, you know, because then, like I said, what I did notice is that the whole time that I was around her, and she had three kids, the whole time I'm noticing that I've never seen none of your kids' fathers.
Mm-hmm.
So now maybe I'm like, all right, maybe that is a little far-fetched for her to believe because of the situation that she's in.
Yeah, that's true.
So, mm-hmm. I don't know. That was just crazy because she looked me square in my face and told me, you a motherfucking liar.
That's because she followed you on that day you was lying.
Maybe. Hey, I'll be honest with you. I don't put it past her.
I knew that motherfucker was lying.
Because I'm serious. That motherfucker was popped up in the day like, how the fuck did you even know I was over here? Motherfucker just, you know, and it always is always, I just happen to be riding down the street. Really? You don't just happen to be riding no motherfucking well.
And you know they find you in that lie that one time. Every time you said you with your kids, it's going to be a lie.
Man, fuck all that. Okay. All right, y'all. Well, I guess we all got that established. We on the same. I would assume we all on the same page on that one. But, hey, check this out. Sin City T-shirts. Got them on deck, y'all. Got them on deck. Now, well, I haven't set up the account yet on the page, but if you my Facebook friend or you on SinCityRadioShow.com, just hit me up in the inbox. Let me know what kind of shirt you want. I'm even doing something nice. You know. I mean, to show my appreciation about everybody, you know, everybody that didn't listen, you know, ladies. I'm talking to the ladies. I ain't no man getting shit free. Man, you got to pay. But the ladies, you know, everybody got a free T-shirt coming. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that supported us doing everything, everybody got a free T-shirt coming. So if y'all know who y'all are. Y'all know if y'all been supportive or not. So, you know, if you've been down from day one and you've been supporting the Sin City movement, hit my inbox, let me know what size, give me an address to mail it to, and if you're in the city, I drop it off to you. But now, I wanna hit on another subject right quick. Now, it was a situation where male and a female, they were dealing. But now, the man had a significant other. So the woman found out about his. I guess we call it a side piece. She found out and she kind of harassed her. But now, the woman played it cool. The woman played it cool. The woman was like, hey, you know, wait, man, hold on. What's happening, caller?
What up?
What's up? What is good?
Yeah.
Man, you sound like you just down and out. What's wrong, bro?
Tired, man. Working hard, tired.
Mm. Oh, shit. I know how that be. All right, well, kick back, relax. You know how we do, bro. All
right, so, nah. Old girl, she protected him. She protected him. She didn't dime him out. She protected him.
But in the midst of that, he kind of kicked her to the curb. He kind of kicked her to the curb. Me personally, I'm thinking he was probably trying to let Liza and Skippy die down. Then he came back. Now, as women, how long, do you look at that like, okay, that's part of the game? Or that's part of the scenario that you got to play? Or he's like, okay, he was wrong. I'm going to start with you, Janine.
I would say that he... Okay, I can understand, saying that you want to go, fix your relationship or whatever. Somebody should be loud.
Hey, Drew, can we get a little less volume on TV, bro? All
right.
But... My whole thing is, if you say that, then you need to stick with that. Okay, go work on your relationship, and if I be like, okay, then we done. I can't get mad at you if I'm the side piece and you decide you want to go, work on your relationship and things like that. But don't expect that person to just still be waiting for you.
Okay. Take a stone. As a woman, what do you say?
I really, really don't know. I mean, shit. I guess it's part of it. But, don't let it be like no fucking year later and you still in the same situation and you try to come back. Come out. Let's pick up where we left off. I can't say that there's a necessary time limit on it, but, let's just be realistic.
I don't believe in putting in that space. If you need space to work on your relationship because now you done almost got busted and stuff like that, then go leave me alone completely. That's what I need for the person. You need to leave me alone completely.
Okay. All right. Now, Drew, you with me, dog? You following this?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Drew, you the dude. She saved you. Your girl didn't found a number. She called. Oh, girl, she had your back. She had your back. She like, hey, nah, I don't know what you're talking about. Nah, I ain't fucking with Drew. It's all in your head.
Right.
I mean, do you walk away because it got a little heated for you, or do you stick by? What you going to do, Drew?
Well, she held me down, so she's going to continue to be the side piece.
Okay. So, you ain't gonna tell her we need some space, so I need to calm this down, nothing like that.
Hell no, because, when she said, I don't know no Drew, shit, that handled that part right there.
Well, now, you do know, let's be realistic. You do know just because she said that, the girl is going to stop investigating.
Oh, yeah, I already know that, but still, she still don't know. She might know, but she don't know at the same time.
All right, mm-hmm. So long as she don't know, you good.
Right, I'm good.
Okay. Okay. I feel that. You know what? In all honesty, I got it right now. And
I know this probably like, okay, it's probably the scenario where we, as men or women, if they, I mean, because women do this same shit too.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the scenario where you got your cake and eat it too. I never understood that statement, but I guess that would be the definition of that. Because it's like, all right, you held me down, I ain't going to trip. All right, cool. You know, now, ladies, he tell you everything good. He cool. We good. Is you mad at him?
I don't think I'll be mad at him. I don't think I'll be mad. I'll just be like, you know, you falling off your game a little bit, ain't you?
Oh, don't tell me no shit like that, Tempe. Strong with your game tonight, Tempe. You playing like Kobe this year, Tempe. And you know, that was no pun towards the great Kobe Bryant, but, you know, Kobe having an off year this year. He said he's retiring after this year, so.
Mm-mm.
Like,
I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
what about all the
like
good years I did put in? What about all the game winning shots I won? Come on now. I'm having a bad season this year.
But shit, if you feel like you need to fall back for me so you can work on home, then, you know, maybe shit, home is where you really want to be. I mean, hell.
Exactly.
Apparently, it was never, you know, I'm not going to dive you out just because, well, shit,
mm-hmm.
that's just not the type of woman I am. Because I had just as much fun as you did. But, I mean, if you feel like you need to fall back, then, you know, maybe you just need to be at home. And you need to leave me and you alone anyway.
I ain't no falling back, damn it. We in this. I wish motherfucker, look here, baby. It got kind of hot. He almost caught us. Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's my time. Fall back. We ain't falling back. Shit. Better have your ass over here. I'm telling everything. Fuck it. Hey, change your route up. Do what the fuck you got to do, bro.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing else coming. Well, back to his sake, we in this for life.
Only time I probably break it. I'll break it off if a motherfucker just really caught me. And then the girl, like if she called the girl, and the girl said, yeah, we fucking, oh, yeah, it's over then. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, nah, we good.
So have you ever had that, Drew? Let me ask you, man. Have you ever had that?
Man, it's funny you say that. When I was living in Mississippi, I was married to my first wife. You know what I'm saying? And this girl named Tanya. I think I was like 27. Tanya was like 19, 20. I was fucking around with a young girl. And, see, I had brought the girl to my house. You know what I'm saying? My wife was working. I brought the girl to my house, right? So one day, I don't know why I answered the phone. This was my dumb ass fault. Me and my wife riding down the road. Tanya called my phone. I don't know why I answered. My wife said just not answer, but I answered it anyway. Hello, trying to play. Hello. So my wife heard the girl's voice. She grabbed the phone out of my motherfucking head. Hello, who is this? Bitch, what is this? Who is this? The girl said, man, you know, so I got the wrong number. She, Tanya was trying to play it cool, same. Until my wife kept calling her all these bitches. She said, well, bitch, I'm going to give you what you want. I didn't build your house. I didn't tell you what kind of purse you got. What kind of picture you got on the wall and shit. You got a hole in the little in your glass in the den and everything. So my wife was like, oh, this bitch been in my mouth.
I know what you was thinking.
Right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place.
I know.
And the crazy part about it. The crazy part about it, me and Tanya still
you
fucked
up again.
Around.
Hey, you fucked up again.
Yeah. We just thought we fucked around for about 7 years.
You know, the thing about it is that I mean, I've had a situation where a motherfucker done told on me, and it's like the motherfucker plotted to tell on me, and it was just like, really? I mean, this motherfucker took her time and methodically thought the shit out. I'm going to do step by step by step. You know, all the indications was there, but my dumb ass wasn't seeing it. Until finally she was just like, bam, fuck it, I'm telling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how would y'all feel if they get into a fight with each other? Like, they don't tell. She don't say nothing. But, you know, say your girl comes up to her anyway. Because she just know it's true. Regardless if the girl saying, and they get into a fight.
See, my ex-wife get a fight. She even got her ass whooped.
Do you want the Sin City reality truth, or you just want me to be politically correct?
No, I want the truth.
Man, I don't know about Drew, but I think I can speak for most men when I say that shit is turn on to see your old lady banging with your busy boy. You like, ooh,
I got it. It all depends on if your old lady got them hands, though. She ain't got no hands. I don't want to see no bitch whoop my wife now.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. How would you feel if the mistress beats her up? Or how would you feel if the wife beats the mistress up?
Yeah, then you like, okay, let me break this shit.
She done got too many punches in to the face. Let me break this shit up.
Hey, Drew, you sitting in the car. She looking like the elephant man.
And then wait for you to jump in and break it up. You don't do nothing for a while. Oh, yeah, you going to get it when you get to the crib.
Hey, Drew, she talking about you love her or me. You looking like the elephant man right now. You should have asked that question.
Well, come on Tuesday, don't it?
I'll
watch it.
And I can, you know, and I can see. And you can't say shit because everything you say, here's the woman response.
You're a dog, motherfucker.
And that's the woman's response to it. Shit. Nah, I'm just joking. I wouldn't let him fight at all.
Nah, I wouldn't let him fight either.
Yeah.
That's annoying. Damn.
Right. Like, oh, man, you know. Especially when you know that the side one can whoop the old lady.
Yeah. And my side was a ratchet motherfucker. I knew she knew how to box.
Mm-hmm. You know, just kicking all in the pussy. Yeah, bitch, 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 bitch. Oh, Lord.
You ain't gonna never let that one down. You don't never hear that one, the end of that one.
Yeah, you never use this pussy again. Bitch, bitch, bitch. You know how y'all fight. You know, women fight. What is up with that? What? Bitch, 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 bitch. What does that mean?
No, I ain't never even heard that before.
Shit, yeah. Even the motherfucker to be losing. Bitch, bitch, get off me, bitch. Baby, you need to be trying to focus on getting her off you to this steady hollering bitch.
Mm-mm.
Well, I was watching a fight on Facebook, man, and this girl was whooping this motherfucker and grabbed the girl hair and pulled a chunk of her shit out of her head. I said, God damn. This bitch ain't gonna be bald forever.
Yeah, you know that ain't growing back.
That ain't growing back.
That is not growing back. You like, oh, God. I'll say, now you driving in the car, she done got a whole chunk pulled out. Face is swole. You calling that bitch again? You gonna call her again? You like, I want to call her right now. We'll drop your ass off.
Like, damn, is she the only one that really just did you in? You be like, damn, this motherfucker gone. She done whooped my wife. God damn.
Hey, you looking at her like, damn, you couldn't at least pinch the bitch? Damn, you just gonna let this bitch whoop you like this?
You didn't even scratch the whole damn thing. Like, y'all thought I sound like
a bitch.
So
but
do y'all
know,
feel
see,
back around now?
Nah, I don't.
What
you
said? I didn't hear the question.
I said, do you still go back to the mission if she beat your wife up?
You gotta call.
That's all.
Well, now hold on, dude. You gotta give her that call. What the fuck you do all that for? You ain't have to do all that.
Hey, that ain't gonna be no call. You gotta see that in person. You gotta tell her that in person.
Right.
Like, bitch, what you gotta do all that for? God, then you could just slap her and throw her down or something. God.
Right, you could do that. You had to prove a point, huh?
That's what she was doing. Prove the point.
Yeah, fuck your man and beat your ass.
Especially that you didn't call the when she asked you, well, where you at right now? I'm in the intensive care unit. You didn't fuck this bitch face off. This thing,
if she makes it to the intensive care, I don't think I'm gonna leave it alone.
Hey, she done broke her nose, and now when you land next to her, you know, all you hear is that whistling.
Hey, but you ain't gonna never. You if that happened to your wife for real, man, you ain't gonna never hear the end of that shit, bro.
But see, here's the thing, now, Drew. Here's the thing about that. We could never bring that up. We could never bring that up. That could never be brought up ever again.
Hey, but Cass,
but let
Cass,
us get our ass kicked.
You ain't never got to worry about bringing it up. She gonna bring that shit up at least 2 years. Right.
Yeah.
Every motherfucking time something happened. Bitch, you remember you that motherfucking bitch broke my nose, bitch. You hear that shit for 2 years.
Yeah, but see, you could never bring it up. But let her let a dude whoop our ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, all right. And now we can go back and talk. You know, we come home. You know, they going to nurture you. Baby, you okay? You this, that, the other. But now as soon as you piss them off, and you, bitch, you shut the fuck up talking to me. So I wasn't saying that when that nigga was whooping your ass. You was up under the car. Really? Really, bitch?
You have to know what type of man you get. Yeah. Since they got to worry about me telling, I ain't telling shit. I ain't telling a goddamn thing. And if your woman come in my face asking crazy, asking questions, I'm going to find the shit hysterically funny. That's going to be a secret I'm going to keep.
Yeah,
I
don't
worry about it.
Here's my thing. I got a question. And I'm not saying y'all, but how do a motherfucker feel that they keeping your secret when they say, go ask him? Bitch, you just gave the motherfucker an inkling.
Oh, I wouldn't say that either.
But you got some females out there that won't say nothing.
Yeah, you got something that'll hold you down, but I'm saying you also I'm talking about the ones that be like, oh, so you fucking around with Drew, and then they get that no ask your man. Really? Bitch, you supposed to just said no.
Right.
What then got into you?
So what if after that happens, the mistress don't want to fuck with you no more?
Yeah, that's
right.
Cool too.
Nah, fuck that. You ain't going nowhere now. I gotta sit here and look at this. I gotta nurse this bitch back to health. Yo, you giving in because you like Drew said, you could have just smacked it and threw it down. You wanna motherfucker play the bitch to be Ronda Rousey and you wanna
yeah,
no.
No, but I mean, okay,
mm-mm.
What if they don't get into a fight? What if she comes over? Or she confronts the girl, they somewhere and they confront each other. And, the mistress say, I don't know you. I don't know who the fuck you talking about. You need to get the fuck out of my face. And then after that, the mistress, walks away. Now, what if the mistress calls you, but like, such and such happened, don't call me no more.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
I only can speak for me, you know what I'm saying? that wouldn't be a problem because, see, my rules to the game is you never put no feelings in that shit anyway with a side motherfucker. So if she say bye, there ain't no feelings there anyway. So he gone.
Okay. Now, Drew, I hear your theory, and in theory, you are right. In theory, you are right. But now, come on, now, Drew. You know it. It's some of them motherfuckers touched your heart before.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it real. Ain't no side motherfucker ever touched my motherfucking heart, bro. I'm gonna keep it real because it's when you go in that shit. I was married. I told him I'm never leaving my wife. You know what I'm saying? Not for no other woman. You know what I'm saying? So this is just a fuck thing. We never went nowhere. We never went to the movies. I had to eat none of that shit. Only thing we did was fuck. That's all we did.
I mean, okay. I mean, I'd be lying if I say, okay, ain't nobody ever meant nothing to me. I don't have the stat. I don't have the machismo that Drew has.
it ain't got nothing to do with that, man. It's a lot of niggas like that that didn't fuck with. And females, same way. A lot of females that fuck with niggas.
But you know what, Drew? Now, I'm going to tell you this. Now, a lot of motherfuckers, and I'm not saying you, because, I mean, by you living a life, I can understand how you would come like that. But you got a lot of niggas that talk that shit, but let a motherfucker hit their side piece. Let a motherfucker hit their side piece.
That's true.
Oh, man, I don't give a fuck about that bitch. You hit that bitch. I don't give no fuck. Boy, you hit that motherfucker.
Let me ask you a question. Well, why would you be tripping about if a nigga hit your side piece and you got your woman at your motherfucking crib? What you tripping off of?
Like Mac 10 say, because they all my bitches. That's why.
So let me ask you this then. So is the side piece, does he get to have another motherfucker, or is he just only fuck with you? The
well,
main,
now, see,
vice versa.
I think that depends on if she came into it.
Here's my theory on that. If we came into this motherfucker, and y'all know this to be true. If you treat me like your man, I'm going to act like your man. If you treat me like a nigga that just, hey, you know, you treat me like this what that is, then, okay, that's what it is. But if you treat me like your man, and, I mean, we're going through the whole logistics of it all, well, who the fuck is this nigga? You lost your mind.
Okay,
really?
You give a man a little respect.
Hey, damn right. Hey, but check this out. You've been messing around with the girl two, three years, the side piece, right? So the side piece decide, you know what? I want me somebody, too. You go home to a motherfucker every night. I want a motherfucker to go home to me, too. You know what I'm saying? So if she comes to you and say, look here, I want me to get me a dude, too. You going to be mad? Or what you going to do?
Hell yeah. Shit. What
you mean?
Hey, bitch, you better quit listening to your friends. Shit, your friends finna get you kicked in your ass. That's what's finna happen. Your friends finna get you kicked in your ass.
Man, you sound like a damn fool, don't
you? You can call it what you want, motherfucker, but, you know, everybody ain't the ruler of their domain like you are. Motherfucker, fuck that. If you sitting your ass right there.
This ain't got nothing to do with no domain. This is how you going to tell this motherfucker. She can't have nobody else.
Because I said it, God damn it. I said it, and that's how it's going.
Hey, it was a girl in Mississippi. I used to talk to her. Name was Tina, right? And she was like that. This motherfucker would not mess with nobody else, and this married man was, you know, he was taking care of her and everything, right, paying her bills and everything. She had a baby by this nigga. His wife never knew about the child. She was a loyal side piece. You know what I'm saying? But then she finally got where she wanted to be with another motherfucking man, right? She was like, man, I'm sick of this shit. This nigga go home to somebody every night and this. This nigga, man, whoops her motherfucking ass, dog.
There you have it.
But what kind of shit is that? That's stupid, man. How you gonna get your ass whooped because you want somebody on y'all?
I mean, did she tell him? Did she just, or did she just sleep around? Or did she tell him, I'm not doing this no more?
Yeah, she told him, she said, she didn't want to do this no more. And he was like, Cash just said, oh, no, you can't fuck that.
No motherfucker going nowhere. This better be a what they call it, an amicable split. where you think you're going?
That is crazy.
You just up a, no, but hey, man, for real, though, all bullshit aside, my old man, my biological dad, I remember one day I was at his crib, right? And, you know, he kept, you know, he was like, you know, he had his little thing on the side, you know, and she was like, you know, she was that, you know. She was like, okay. And this one particular day, you know, she said she was going out. And he like, oh, no, the fuck you ain't. And she was like, yes, I am. I'm going out, motherfucker. You get to do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it. I'm going out. My old man talked real slow, like a John Wayne type voice. He, you know, he was like, I said you ain't going nowhere. He looked at it, and he had this bad thing. Y'all suck on his teeth when he about to do some old fucked up shit. I seen him sucking on his teeth. He let her get dressed off. He jumped behind her with a butcher knife, cut that whole motherfucking skirt off of her. Now take your motherfucking ass upstairs and get ready until I get there. I'm going to drop my son off. She picked up what left her skirt and went and laid down. I said, God damn. And looked at me. And I'm telling you, dog, he looked at me. That's how you do it, boy. I said, yes, sir. I hear you, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Drew, though, Drew, for real, I find it hard to believe. No woman caught your heart, not even for us.
No, hey, now, you mean like when I was married and a side piece?
We know you're faithful now, so we talk about long time ago, long time ago.
Not when I was out there cheating on my wife. Didn't nobody, because I went into it like that. I went and didn't have nobody catch no feelings. And as soon as somebody catch feelings, I'm through, because that fuck shit up. You know what I'm saying? If I'm married, I'm going to be in love with somebody else and I'm married. That's crazy.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that wasn't your intent going in, like, I'm going to go in to fall in love with her, but shit happens.
I mean, you know, I just, like I said, I just rules to the game, man.
Okay, now, so let me ask you, Drew. I'm going to start calling you Robert De Niro from Heat, because you got that.
Hey.
Don't get close to nothing. You can't leave in 30 seconds. All right, De Niro. Okay.
Hey, that was a good movie, too, boy.
Okay, so I'm just saying, all right, so what about, you ever had partners, anybody, or everybody the Teflon Don like you? You ain't never had no partners that did that or nothing?
Yeah, I had a partner, man. I mean, my dude, when I was in Mississippi, my nigga, we called each other brothers. I used to watch out for him, you know what I'm saying? I used to stay at his house, his wife and his kids and shit, while he go take his mistress to Miami and all that. He fell in love. This nigga tattooed his mistress' name on his chest. I-N-E-Z, Inez. You know what I'm saying? And his wife asked him about it. He said it was some Greek shit. And he told her it was some Greek shit. You know what I'm saying? But it was the bitch name. He tattooed Robert. He was gone. This nigga was gone, man. You know what I'm saying? Check it out now. His wife is a motherfucking doctor. She's like one of the head doctors at the hospital she works. She's a white lady. You know what I'm saying? He black. You know what I'm saying? Man, this nigga's rich. He bought him a Bentley, Eric. And this motherfucker is staying rich, man. But he was taking his side. He bought the side girl a Range Rover, had her motherfucking apartment, fully furnished, everything. Whatever that motherfucking bitch said, he did it. You know what I'm saying? And it finally came to fold because she wanted him all to herself. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't do it. He wasn't going to leave the millionaire. He wasn't going to do that. But he was in love with this motherfucking girl, though. Man, this girl came to the house one day. They had just got back from Iowa for, I think it was like Christmas or Thanksgiving. They had just got back from Iowa. He came, he called me, he said, Drew, I just got back in town, man. I'm finna get ready to ride to Inez's house. I said, okay, cool, because I was already at that motherfucking house. When Gretchen got into his wife named Gretchen, when Gretchen got there, I left. And I said, Rich, I had to go. I had to run home, get his clothes and shit, right? So while he was on his way to Inez's house, she was on her way to his house. Man, this motherfucking girl came, man, she had about at least 300 photos. She took all the photos from the driveway all the way up to the house. She put pictures all in the yard, you know. She put pictures all in the yard. So when she got to the door, she rung the doorbell, the wife came to the motherfucking door. She had a whole envelope full of shit, you know what I'm saying? Now, he got a brother in Iowa that's doing life right now, right? Now, he told her, can nobody go see this motherfucker? Why this bitch got pictures of him and her standing next to her brother in jail?
Oh, shit.
So she had a receipt where he paid $20,000 for a ring showed it on this motherfucker girl's lady's credit card. She had a credit card in his wife's name. Man, I mean, this nigga was gone. I say he was bum fuck stupid gone. He was gone, bro. You know what I'm saying? And his wife.
I bet he got snapped back to reality after that.
Hey, Dave, the white girl still stayed with him, bro.
The other boss, she done lost out now. Now you ain't getting nothing.
Yeah,
I'm taking the ring back, bitch.
Yeah, she lost out.
Taking the ring back, the car, and give me my motherfucking pictures, bitch.
Yeah, she lost out. Because I asked him when I went to Mississippi, a couple months ago, and me and him met up. I asked him, "You still fuck with Inez?" He said, "Nah, I left all that shit alone."
He didn't want to get tattooed.
He
didn't want to get a heart over that tattoo. Now, shit, flowers, some shit. Rest in peace. I'd have put a wreath over that bitch. Rest in peace, bitch.
Nigga, when I drove back to the house though, and seen all them pictures in the yard, nigga, I said, "What the fuck is this?" This bitch had that shit playing. She knew she was going to do that.
But you know what, man?
Everything they ever did, she had a photo of them. You know what I'm saying? She kept everything wrote down.
I had a partner like that, man. He got caught up, and the old girl came in with them pictures, and she just broke out the door running. It was all in there.
I mean, they say
1,000
words,
though. But now, I got a cousin. I ain't going to call his name out because he'd be mad if I call his name out. But this motherfucker, he started fucking around, right? He started fucking around with a female. And, it was a white girl. Like I said, I don't discriminate, you know, but it was a white girl. And, you know, your sisters get kind of pissed off when you find out that they're fucking with a white girl. And, I mean, we didn't met her a couple of times, and she was his white angel, and he was her Nubian god or some shit. And I mean, this is how they, what am I, baby? She like, my Nubian god. He like, yeah, that's my white angel. So, you know, I mean, his wife, every time his wife would go out of town, he would bring her to the house. Wife finds out. Wife, the girl ride past the house. Wife jumps in the car, tracks her down, runs off the road, right? Then they're about to catch a case. So now, you know, they're trying to put it back together, and we sitting there, we drinking, and now, you know, of course, Drew, you know rule number one, ain't no, fellas, you don't bring up no shit about no old bitch, right? You know, we ain't gonna bring up shit about your old bitch. This motherfucker, like, man, he done got full of this shit. Shit, motherfucker, this bitch wasn't, man, she done ran my pussy away. I ain't gonna never get fucked that bitch again. I'm like, man, do you know what the fuck you're saying?
Man, fuck that bitch. That bitch ran my pussy away. So, you know, we had like a family gathering. She looking up like, I know he not over there talking about that bitch. Man, you seen the folk, man. You seen how that bitch was calling me the Nubian god. This bitch that ran off the road. Man, y'all ever seen the little shit on Facebook where they give them the little Thug Life Award? When they put the glasses on them and hit them with the Dr. Dre beat? I had to give it to him. I said, boy, you a Thug Life all the way. Then he's going to turn around and look at her. I don't know what the fuck she mad about. Shit, you won. You got me. Shit, bitch, you ain't going to say nothing to me now. Because you done ran the bitch off the road. You ain't. Then he looked at her, and he looked at her with the most sincere face. It was like, you ain't have to run the bitch off the road, though. God damn, I ain't going to never see the bitch no more. I said, no. I'm like, you realize what the fuck you saying? Next day, that motherfucker was like, man, I ain't say that shit. What the fuck? He called everybody, man, what the fuck did I say? Like, dude, you got mad at her because she ran your white girl away. Man, y'all motherfuckers lying. I ain't saying no shit like that. Like, dog, you got mad because she ran your white girlfriend away. No, he was hot. I mean, you know, they say when you're drunk, the feelings come out, but that motherfucker was hot about that, dog. He was really hot.
That nigga love that white girl.
That motherfucker said, man, I mean, you know how we talk. You know if the fellas all in huddled up. Somebody talking about a bitch. We get to, if nothing else, we use the cold words or something. Hey, man, you know that one little thing, man. No shit, I bet, you know. This motherfucker was like, and pointed at his wife, man, that bitch right there ran her away. God damn.
Hey, bro, can I ask you about your friend? Was he telling her that he was gonna leave his wife or no?
Uh-uh.
Or he was she uh-uh. knew what it was.
No, she knew what it was. He never. No way. That's what he told me, that he never told her he was gonna leave his wife, because he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew it. But this is the thing. It's like
uh-huh.
Cass said, the motherfucker caught feelings. You know what I'm saying? You knew going in, my wife rich. I'm not gonna leave my wife. But she went in as, this was my gold ticket. This is my meal ticket. You know what I'm saying? This nigga gonna make me come up. You know what I'm saying? Then the bitch caught feelings. You know what I'm saying?
But see, here's my thing about the side bitch in that situation is that she wasn't too bright. You got to think about
mm-mm.
it. If all the money's coming from the white girl,
right.
You break
right.
that off. Shit, you just cut
right.
the cash cow's head off.
You just cut the
dummy.
Cash cow. I said the same thing.
but that don't matter. Y'all looking at it from y'all point of view. That don't matter.
I mean, but if you knew the money was coming from his wife,
because
you got a credit card in his wife's name.
But that my thing is that means she wasn't about the money. Because if that's all I was about then. You know, then yeah, that's fine. But if I'm not about the money and I care about somebody, and I don't know,
she was about the money at first
until
she caught them feelings. Yeah, just like I had a friend girl that was caking me, and yeah, it was all about the money until she started catching feelings because you know what I'm saying, I don't know what the hell happened there. All the money started getting cut out because I was like, man, I can't do this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? Because she started getting worse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the way he explained it, that's what I was saying, because it's like, okay, if you on the show, you getting this $20,000 ring, you getting these motherfucking cars, you getting all this good shit, you know. Now, all right, now if you want to go from this Bentley to this motherfucking Hyundai, then I'm cool. Let's go.
Well, man, we used to go to the club, dog. He'd spend $3,000-$4,000 every weekend at the club, popping bottles and everything. This shit was crazy. I just watched that shit firsthand. This shit was crazy. whatever she wanted, she got.
I mean, when I would feel like I was being used.
If you was who?
Yep. The side girl.
No, I mean, if I was the guy, if you know, as the guy, and I mean, yeah, you getting what you getting out of it, but if all you got, if you doing, all you doing is spending money, and that's all
right.
It's about, then she using you.
Exactly. I mean, you feel like it, though.
Because,
I mean, that's the type of dude he is. If you knew what type of dude he is, that's what he do. You know the old saying, it ain't tricking if you got it. And that's just how that was his philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody lied to him.
Hey, but that nigga used to trick off money, though, man. It wasn't just her. Mm-hmm. He had other females he tricked off money with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was just his main girl that he was in love with, but he had other females that he tricked off with. I was firsthand. I saw all of it.
But everybody, you all keep saying y'all see how y'all say as me and y'all say, but he loved her. Did he really?
That's a good question.
If you think about it, if it was that easy to leave her when his wife found out, then did he really love her?
All right, that's a good question.
Well, now here's the thing. Here's the thing. She when she did what she did, you know, I ain't gonna say that he didn't love her, but I mean, you know, when she did what she did, he, you know, that was like, damn, you violated.
Yeah, I agree.
You weren't supposed to just run to the door with the pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, but nobody say nothing about the wife coming to her. Now, what if the wife comes to her and beats her up?
Well, now see, that the thing about it is that didn't happen. She came to the wife.
I know. I'm saying, if it's another scenario, you don't leave the wife for the person that you claim you love after what she did.
Oh, so you said, if the wife beats the side chick up.
So, what if the wife beats the side chick up? But the side chick ain't saying nothing. She ain't said nothing. She didn't violate. Right.
But the wife had every reason to beat the side chick up, too, though.
Well, in that case, yeah. Now we talking, okay, Janine, we talking random, but we talking about Drew's people.
I mean, if he claims he loved. I'm talking about Drew's people.
Hold on.
The wife came to beat her up, but the girlfriend didn't violate or whatever. You ain't going to leave the wife. This is what I'm saying.
Hold on. That's what I'm saying is that the girlfriend did violate. The girlfriend came
did.
To the house.
She did. Yeah, she's
right. The wife didn't go to her house. She went to her house.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm asking a question. So I'm asking, what if it was the other way around? That's my question. If it was the other way around, y'all looking at it like, oh, well, the girlfriend violated because she knew what it was. Okay. What if she didn't violate? Now, I'm asking the question. What if she didn't violate and it was the wife who violated?
Okay.
The wife, you're saying she got the right to go over there and fight the person that you say you love?
No, the wife needs to take it up with me. Because she ain't did nothing. That ain't, if it ain't your home girl, it ain't your cousin, your sister, then that girl don't owe you no loyalty.
Hey, you know what? That's true on that part, but I can't.
She needs to take that up with me.
Because, like, if it was me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If it was me, like, I'm the woman or whatever. You know how your women is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if
I
find out this motherfucker's fucking my husband, yeah, hell yeah, I'm finna go to hell. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But see, me being a man, I'm not gonna let you do that. I'm gonna take the brunt of it. I'm gonna step in and say, you know what? It was me. You ain't gotta say shit to her. You ain't gotta touch her. You ain't gotta put your hands on her. Cause that ain't your home girl. That ain't your sister. That ain't your family. Nut. She ain't owe you no loyalty. I'm the one that owed you the loyalty, so I'm the one that's loyal to you. So whatever you got to do, you take it out on me. Leave her the fuck alone.
Yeah. I feel you on that. But you know that a woman ain't going to listen to that shit now.
That's what I'm saying. She ain't going to listen to that shit.
Well, damn, I tried that shit. I don't know what more I can do. Run, bitch, run!
Yeah, a woman ain't
been
listening
to that shit. I mean, I tried shit. What you going to do?
And then when she find out all the extra amenities that all this dude, that he done did for her, oh, hell no, this an ass whooping coming for real.
Hey, fuck it. Just run. All right, y'all, we got to get up out of here. This has been one of them conversations, Drew, where we just not gonna win. So we gonna,
<I'm> gonna,
all right, Drew, we gonna start. Drew, we gonna let you get last word first. Okay, we ever gonna win this?
All right, man. Good show, man. See y'all tomorrow.
Nah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Liquor Store, what's up?
I enjoy everybody, and I'll be back tomorrow night. And
that's what's happening.
I can't wait to get on for my T-shirt, so I will be in touch.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Janine.
It was a good show, good talking with everybody. That's why people don't be wanting to be side pieces. See how we get treated.
Damn, all that. All right. Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank you, everybody, listening to the internet. Remember, y'all, SinCityRadioShow.com. Hey, everybody that was down from day one, hit me up. You know who y'all are. I'm going to get this free T-shirt. I got you. All right, y'all. Peace.